So the mitzvah of Torah of tshuva. We know every mitzvah we have to define what are the details of the mitzvah. And the second issue we have to define also is some mitzvahs we know that each element of the mitzvah stands on its own. Some mitzvahs we know that they only work together. The dalad minim. If a person only has three of the dalad minim, he's not mekayim in the mitzvah of dalad minim. He takes a lulav without the esrig, and he has the dasim, lulav hadasim and rabbis, but no esrig, he's not yotze the mitzvah at all. He didn't do half a mitzvah, he didn't do a third of a mitzvah, he didn't do three quarters of a mitzvah, he did nothing. Is that true by the mitzvah of tshuva also? The Rambam lists four elements in the mitzvah of tshuva. The Ben Gurion actually only lists three. Three elements in the mitzvah of tshuva. Number one is azivas achet, which we mentioned yesterday. Really, the Meshech Chochman points out that exists independent of the mitzvah of tshuva. A person must correct and do the mitzvah. If he's eating not kosher food, he has to stop doing that because the Torah says don't eat non kosher food. Then there's the element of charat. The person has to have regret for what he's done, and the person has to say vidui. The person has to then express these points. Actually express them in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam adds one more, but the basic elements of tshuva are those three points. I said the Rambam says four. The Ben-Aaron only says three. Yeah. Okay, so the Mabit in his Sefer Beis Elokim points out that these three parts, one is not ma'ak of the other. A person has aziv zechet without charata, or charata without aziv zechet, he would still have the mitzvah of tshuva. Not totally, obviously, but he would still have some element of the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not like dalad minim, where each one of the minim is necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Each part of the mitzvah gets something. The Rambam does point out that a person says vidui without doing the elements of tshuva beforehand, the vidui is not effective. It's like going to a mikvah without still having the source of the tumah with you. So the vidui would not work. The vidui has to be after the two prior ones. But the two prior ones, either one has some element of effectiveness without the other. Obviously, the person wants to fill the mitzvah properly, he has to do both parts of them. The last point I want to point out, the language of the Rambam and the language of the Mabit in the beginning of Beis Elokim, they talk about the idea of tshuva is lifnei Hashem. The vidui has to be lifnei Hashem. It has to be standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person, it has to be done based on awareness. Not, it's a bad thing for me. It's not good for me. It's the awareness of a relationship which has been damaged, which has to be corrected. The person has to go lifnei Hashem. The Mabit says, if you want to translate the word tshuva, the translation of the word tshuva, the definition of it would be, if you look up in your Webster's dictionary, the definition would be kriva l'Hashem miricha chayet. Going back to it, coming close back to Hashem from the distance which chayet caused between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going back to Hashem. That's why the word tshuva means going back. Kriva l'Hashem, meirichu chachet. Coming close to Hashem from the distance which chet caused. Have a good morning.